Innovation was disruption. The internet and other digital technologies, it was assumed, would accelerate competitive pressures and make it harder for incumbents to hold on to power. If the old industrial order was characterized by companies that stayed at the top for decades, the digital economy, with its supposedly low barriers to entry and low switching costs, was going to be characterized by constant turnover at the top. Instead, the opposite is true. Today's digital economy, at least on the consumer side, is dominated by the same five giants that have dominated it for at least the past decade, and that almost everyone seems to anticipate will dominate it for the foreseeable future, at least if you go by their market capitalizations, which anticipate many more years of enormous profits for all of them. The digital economy is an economy in which platforms are the biggest source of value, and the Big Five's platforms are the most lucrative ever invented. The result is that this economy is governed, in effect, by an oligopoly. The Big Five sometimes compete and sometimes cooperate, but ultimately each has solid control over its core markets. Oligopoly sounds sinister, but this one was not primarily created by overtly anti-competitive or monopolistic behavior. Rather, digital markets are what economists call winner-take-all markets, in which success tends to breed nearly insuperable advantages. The rule that seems to govern today's digital economy, in fact, was well stated in Matthew 13:12, "For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance." Which is great for those who have, and not so great for everyone trying to compete with them. Power of numbers. How did we end up with a digital economy dominated by a few big players? The simplest explanation focuses on what are called network effects, whereby a product or service becomes more valuable the more people use it. In the classic example of a network effect, a telephone is worthless if only one person has one, since there's no one to call. If two people have telephones, they now have some value, and if a million people have telephones, the phone network suddenly becomes enormously valuable. The implication is that the more users a network has, the easier it becomes to add more users, and direct network effects in this sense are important in understanding the success of a company like Facebook. Facebook's single biggest advantage over any would-be competitors at this point is simply that it's such an immense network that if you want to connect with people, it's the logical place to start. The same is true of services like Instagram and China's WeChat. For digital companies like Snap and Twitter, which are struggling to become profitable, direct network effects are just about the only value they have at all. The Big Five also benefit from what are sometimes called indirect network effects, including the fact that sellers want to be where buyers are, and vice versa. Because Google has such an enormous user base, companies want to advertise with it, and that makes Google a natural place to go if you're looking to buy something. Similarly, because Amazon has such a critical mass of customers, it's the natural place for third-party sellers to gravitate. When Amazon made the decision to allow third-party sellers on its site, competing with its own wares, the decision seemed crazy to many at the time. But it positioned the company to benefit from the network effect. Having third-party sellers made Amazon more appealing to customers, which in turn made it more appealing to sellers, creating a virtuous cycle for the company. Beyond the network effects is another related way that the sheer scale of the Big Five helps them stay on top. Through the access they have to enormous amounts of user data. That data, which is far more detailed and granular than anything companies have been able to access in the past, helps these companies improve their products and services, which in turn helps them add more users, which gives them access to more data, and so on. This data flywheel effect did not get as much attention as network effects in the early days of the digital economy, but it's become clear that user data is an enormous competitive advantage for the powerhouses of the digital economy and a key reason why it's difficult to imagine them being toppled anytime soon. By tracking people's clicks, Google is continually improving its search results and ad servicing. Amazon and Netflix and Apple mine their data to improve their recommendation algorithms, making it more likely they'll offer you things you want to buy or watch. This process isn't automatic. You need to have lots of smart data scientists and be willing to invest the resources to ceaselessly upgrade your product. But if you do that, and all of the Big Five do...